O believers, do not say to our Rasul, Ra'ina, listen, may you become deaf, but say, Unzurna, look upon us, or pay attention to us. And listen to him carefully, and remember that there is a painful punishment for the unbelievers. The unbelievers among the people of the book and the mushrikeen would never wish that any good be sent down to you, O Muhammad, from your Rabb. But Allah chooses for his special mercy whom he pleases, and Allah is the most gracious. We do not abrogate any of our verses of the Quran or cause it to be forgotten except that we substitute it with something better or similar. Don't you not know that Allah has full power over everything? Do you not know that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and that besides Allah you have no protector or helper? Do you intend to ask questions from your Rasul Muhammad as Musa was questioned before? But whoever barters belief for unbelief has indeed lost the direction of the right way. Many among the people of the book wish they could somehow turn you back from belief to unbelief. Due to their selfish envy after the truth has become quite clear to them, forgive them and bear with them until Allah brings about his decision. Rest assured that Allah has power over everything. Establish salat and pay zakat, and whatever good you send ahead of you to the hereafter for yourselves, you shall find it with Allah. Surely Allah is watching all your actions. They say, none shall enter paradise except the one who is a Jew or Christian. These are their vain desires. Say, O Muhammad, let us have your proof of it. You are right in your claim. Yea, whoever submits himself entirely to Allah and is good to others will be rewarded by his Rabb and will have nothing to fear or to grieve.